in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Father, I pray that you will give me utterance, that I will speak as you want me to speak to your people in the name of Jesus. Let their life be imparted. Let them never be the same again. Blessed be your holy name. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let the people of God say amen.
Amen.
So you are welcome to God's awesome presence. You're welcome to a new year, brand new year, of new things, of new beginning. And I want to assure you that this year will be less turbulent than that of last year.
Amen.
Amen. And I also want to assure you that God will grant you total victory this year. In the name of Jesus. God strongly impressed upon my heart, and that's Isaiah 51 verse 3. If you open your scripture, please. Isaiah chapter 51 verse 3. I want you to know, before I read that, please, that life, like my Father and the Lord, that Egeo will say, that is in two, comes in two packages, two phases. There is life, there is death, there is war, there is peace. So that's why the scripture tells us in Isaiah 43 from verse 1, he said, when you go through some things, so you will definitely face challenges when you are alive. Are you getting my point? If you are still alive, the proof that you are still living is that you are facing some challenges. So, and as children of God, we have to face these challenges in faith. We have to face the challenges with the assurance of what the word of God offered us, that in all this in Romans 8:37, we are more than conquerors. We are what? More than conquerors. So don't go about pity party when you face challenges. Look unto God. Because if God is for you, nobody can be against you. You are a victor if God is on your side. And this year, God will be on your side.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Isaiah 51 verse 3. Let's read it together, please. For the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all our waste places. He will make our wilderness like Eden and our desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in it. Thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Now put your name there if you believe it is applicable to you. For the Lord will comfort Oyetunji. He will comfort all our waste places. He will make my wilderness like garden and my desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in me, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I declare that this will be your portion, that this year will indeed be your year of joy and victory in the name of Jesus. So this message is normally a prophecy message to highlight the prophecy for this year. So then we quickly go into renewal of covenants. Renewal of covenants, and we seal it with the anointing oil. When you are covenanted with God, anytime you face a challenge, like a challenge of death, you remind God about your covenant of life with him, your agreement of life, that he will keep you in life, in enjoying abundant life, that you will not die, but you will live throughout the year. Amen. So when the devil throws his bit at you and you remind that the covenant of life is upon me, there's nothing the devil can do. Praise the Lord. Amen. So as we renew this covenant today, you will be sure that you will end the new year victoriously. Praise God. So concerning I first of all consider the prophecy that God laid upon my heart, pastor's prophecy for the year, and then we read Geo's prophecy to you. So what the Lord laid upon my eyes is that, like I said, the Lord laid upon my eyes that this will be our year of joy and victory.
Amen.
He said, I, the Lord, have made my people, I will make This is the year that the Lord has made. My people shall rejoice and be glad in it. This year I will show mercy unto thousands. Amen. And bring joy and comfort unto them.
Amen.
Three categories of people will benefit much from my mercy this year.
Amen.
Namely, the merciful, the faithful, and the pure in heart. Those that are merciful will reap abundant mercy this year. That is, those who have learned to forgive and love. Those who have learned to do what? And love. So that's God's definition of mercy. The faithful, that is those that are consistent and diligent worshiper and servant of Him, will be highly rewarded, for I will reward their labor this year. He said the diligent worshiper of Him, those that are consistent and diligent. You know that God, some people are just serving God. God is just tolerating them. You know, the way they serve God, God is just tolerating them for some time until He finds a replacement for them. That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Those that God will reward are those that are consistent and diligent worshipers and servants of God. May you be found in that category in the name of Jesus. And then God said, why the pure in heart will encounter me in a new way that they have never imagined before. The pure in heart will encounter me in a new way that they have never imagined before. My work of shakings among the nations will continue. That's international now. Will continue in order to prove my sovereignty and extend the gospel of the kingdom to the unreached and degenerate parts of the world. The move of my spirit will increase in intensity and will empower many for exploit in my kingdom. You will be in that category of empowerment in the name of Jesus. God that now said that I will do something significant in RCCG this year that will marvel the whole world and bring attention to RCCG and my holy name. You will be that of that marvelous work of grace in the name of Jesus. Or I will be part of that marvelous work of grace. Be careful, be watchful, not to be distracted from my way this year, as many because of the seeds of the devil will grow cold, but as many as stay steadfast in me will experience the refreshing power of my spirit, and they will show forth my glory, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. May you be part of the category of those that are faithful and diligent, and that will experience the refreshing power of God this year, and you'll be able to show forth the glory of God through your life in the mighty name of Jesus. It shall be so in the name of Jesus. Then the prophecies from our Father the Lord, Pastor Adeboye, is as follows. He said, for the individuals, that is as relevant to everyone, for the individual, he said, many consider to be absolutely barren will be fruitful this year.
Amen.
Number two, he said family histories will be rewritten, including an end to premature death. Number three, he said desperate prayers will get quick reply this year.
Amen.
Desperate prayers will get quick reply this year.
Amen.
How many of us are going to make fervent prayers unto God this year? God said you are going to get quick reply. My own prayer will get quick reply this year. You remember the prayer? That's what we are praying all the night. Make haste to do what? To help me. Make haste. I have not seen the prophecy, but that's what God laid upon my heart, that we pray, that God make haste to help me. And this prophet is now saying, desperate prayers will get quick reply this year. Your home will be in that category of getting quick reply from the Almighty God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Number four, he said, some will experience massive transfer of wealth from the wicked to the just. I'm in that category. I say amen to that. Some will experience massive transfer of wealth from the wicked to the just. You will not just hear this prophecy. May you experience the prophecy. I say, may you experience the prophecy. It doesn't take a day for God to transfer the wealth of the wicked, of the unrighteous, onto your hands. Because we need the wealth for the work of the kingdom. We want to buy a property, we need at least £1 million for a befitting property, a property that is big enough to contain us for all the programs and activity, make allowance for offices and the children's church. We need money, real money. Praise God. Let somebody say, we need money. And God will give me money this year. There will be transfer of wealth to my hands this year in the name of Jesus. Some are saying they can't believe it. But God is beyond our imagination. I mean, my daughter here was testifying that, can you imagine, they send money from Nigeria here, good money from Nigeria here. That's a pleasant surprise. Amen. I say God will transfer wealth to your hands this year. Or God will transfer wealth to my hands this year. By his own supernatural way. I don't know how he's going to do it. But the one that can do the impossible, the cause of all causes, the unchangeable changer, the God of all flesh, the God that can stir up the spirit of Cyrus, that he should begin to support a Gentile, to support the building of the house of God. I say he will surprise us pleasantly this year in the name of Jesus. Amen. He surprises us pleasantly this year in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. I will not read the prophecies for Nigeria. It's there. It's also in your bulletin. International. That is, the Almighty God says there will be a lot of power transfer. He said new phenomenon will start to scientists. He said we are to pray against earthquakes of record magnitude, tsunamis of record proportion, and massive hurricane. If we pray, they will be subdued. Hallelujah. So, and it can happen in our backyard. So that's why you need to pray. We need to pray. When there's a call for prayer, don't be found wanting. Prayer is like insurance for you. Some things are happening in the spirit realm that God, if God should open your eyes, you will be terrified. But God in his infinite mercy, close it so that you cannot see it. But prayer is your insurance against casualty, against disaster, against problems. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When the Lord led us to declare 21 days of fasting, we don't know what the devil has planned. But we see the result. We see results. We see how God was merciful, how God protected his people, how God granted breakthrough to his people. Hallelujah. So when there is a call for prayer, be counted in the number. Don't be found wanting. Tell your brother, don't be found wanting this year. God will help you. In Jesus' name. Let somebody say, God will help me this year. In Jesus' name. We now mention one or two things about covenants before we go to pray and thank God. In Psalm 50 verse 5, God says, gather my saints together who are bound together by covenant. Gather my people together who have covenanted with me. God is a God of covenant, brethren. And when we are talking about covenant, we are talking about having an agreement or a contract with somebody. Having an agreement or a contract with somebody. And in this sense, we are talking about agreement between God and man. That if you, God, do this for me, I will do this for you. Or God, I want you to do this for me, I will do this for you. And I said, God, if you give me a child, I will give him to you. loaned unto the Lord for the rest of his life. And God honored it. It was an agreement. It was a covenant. And God honored it. And God obeyed. God answered Anna quickly. And Anna sold the child to God as an agreement. And from that, we have a prophet in Israel. Hallelujah. God also called Abraham unto covenant so that he can make him great. God doesn't take somebody seriously until that person make a covenant with him. You don't just become a child of God. You became a child of God by covenant, by New Testament. Jesus sold the price of his covenant with his blood. And he demands that you surrender your life to him as an exchange. And by that, you become a child of God. And by that, you have access to heaven's resources. God is a God of covenant. But covenant carries responsibilities. We need to say that before we go to renew our covenant with God today. Covenant carries what? Responsibilities. We just read Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7, because of time. Verses 11 to 16. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Let me quickly read verse 11. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments, the statutes, and the judgment which I command you today to observe them. Then it shall come to pass, because you listen to this judgment and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep with you the covenant and the mercy which he swore to your fathers. Hallelujah. And he will love you and bless you and multiply you. I pray that God will love you. He will bless you this year. He will multiply you this year. In the name of Jesus. Listen to this also. He will also bless the fruit of your body. I like that. He will bless the fruit of your body. He will bless the fruit of your land. That is, he will bless your businesses, your grain, and your new wine, and your oil, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flock, in the land which is sure to your father to give them. You shall be blessed above all people. I like that. That is for me. I shall be blessed above all peoples. And the Lord said, there shall not be male or female barren among you and among your flock. The Lord will take away from you all sickness. Hallelujah. I think somebody should confess that the Lord will take away from me all sickness. And we afflict me with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt, which I have known. But we laid them on all those who ate me. Hallelujah. And also, you shall destroy all the people whom the Lord your God delivers over to you. Your eyes shall not have no pity on them, nor shall you serve their gods, for they will be a snare to you. Praise the Lord. That is no compromise. Let somebody say no compromise. Hallelujah. So you can see God said, he will keep my commandments. If you keep my commandment, if you worship me faithfully this year, if you serve me faithfully this year, if you are faithful in paying your tithe and giving your offering, give you a covenant that God is the source of your supply. That you give you a covenant that the devourers will not devour you. Some of us, we have not gone to hospital for many years. When I did my test last year, the doctor said, go and be eating what you are doing. Go and be doing what you are doing. Your health is perfect. You know? So we have Pastor Femi giving his testimony about divine health. Also, Shane also giving testimony about God's goodness. Praise the Lord. If you keep your side of the covenant, God is motivated to keep, is obligated to keep his part of the covenant. God said, if you keep your part, he will love you, he will bless you, he will multiply you. And that will be your portion this year in Jesus' name. Amen. So we are to renew 7 or 8 major covenants before the Lord today. Number one, you have to be sure of your salvation, that you will renew your covenant of salvation. There are 2 covenants that is basic. Before we talk about other covenant of salvation, that you have surrendered your life fully to Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That is very important. and then you can enjoy God's blessings and other favors and covenants. And the covenant that you want Jesus to be the total master over your life. Some of us have not made Jesus the total master of our lives. We still do some things that he didn't command us to do. Hallelujah. So, but if you can make Jesus the total master of your life, then all these other covenants we are talking about, you can easily claim them to yourself. The covenant of life. Let somebody say the covenant of life. God said, you shall not die but live to declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. God said, John 10, verse 10b, that you shall enjoy life and you shall enjoy life in abundance. God said in Psalm 91, verse 16, that with long life will I do what? Satisfy you, satisfy me. Hallelujah. So you can renew that covenant that God, I stand on the integrity of your word that is forever settled in heaven. And I renew the covenant of life with you according to Psalm 91, 16, John 10, verse 10. Hallelujah. The covenant of life. Let's always say the covenant of life is my portion this year. Number two, the covenant of victory. Let's always say the covenant of victory. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, the Bible says, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Anyone that is born of God overcometh the world. 1 John chapter 5, 1 to 4, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. So the covenant of victory is my portion. Let somebody declare it. This year, the covenant of victory is my portion. I will be victorious through all the battles of life this year. According to 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, and Romans chapter 8, verse 37, we say, knowing all these things, I am more than conqueror through him that loved me. Number three, the covenant of protection is my portion. Why? Because Psalm 91 verse 1 tells us that he that dwells under the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. And then I will say of the Lord, you are my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. Not only that, surely he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Hallelujah. The covenant of protection is my portion. Let somebody say, the covenant of protection is my portion. Isaiah 54 verse 17, you can write that one down. As you are renewed that covenant, you are telling the Lord, the Bible says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Let somebody say, no weapon formed against me this year shall prosper. Number four, the covenant of healing and health. Let somebody say, the covenant of healing and health is my portion. The covenant of healing and health is my portion. For the word of God says in Jeremiah 33, verse 6, I will bring you healing and cure. Let somebody say, I will bring you healing and cure. And also, Exodus 15, verse 16, God says that I will not put the diseases, the sicknesses that are upon the Egyptians upon you, because I am the Lord. I am the Lord that does what? You have the Lord that does what? He lets me. And that's why some of us, we don't need to go to the hospital again, because we have the Lord that does what? That he lets us. So when you have an agreement of the covenant of healing and health, healing and cure, you can stand upon that word and believe God for your health and for your healing throughout the year. But you have to keep your part of the covenant. Those things that you bring you sickness, you must not eat it. Praise God. Those things that you will bring you sickness, taking ice cream, ice block, in cold, in winter, will cause problem for you. You know, eating some things that you're supposed not to eat, Eating fat all the time. Burger, or what do you call, chicken and cheese all the time. Eating chicken and cheese all the time. That is not healthy. So if you are agreeing to with God that you will not taking water, you prefer to be taking Coke all the time. There is caffeine in Coke. In Coke. Hallelujah. Or taking coffee all the time. There is caffeine in coffee. You need to take water most of the time. Praise God. So if you are making covenant with God, it carries responsibilities. Covenant carries what? Responsibility. You have to be responsible. Responsibility means responsible. Being able to respond the way you're supposed to respond. Hallelujah. So when your friends are taking coffee all the time, you that want to enjoy covenant healing, you say, oh no, give me water instead. I'm not going to take that Coke. I'm not going to take that coffee. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of us are believing God for the covenant of healing and health this year? Hallelujah. It shall be your portion. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. You can write down Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent forth his word and healed them and saved them from all their destruction. You can write down Isaiah 53 verse 5. By his stripes we were healed. Number five, the covenant of provision. I like this. And abundance. Covenant of provision. Let somebody shout it. Covenant of provision and abundance. If you want abundance this year, shout it. Covenant of provision and abundance is my portion. Amen. Philippians 4:19. Write that Philippians 4:19. Psalm 27 verse 35. Psalm 84 verse 11. Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall do what? Supply all my needs. And the covenant of supply works on the fact that you are faithful to God. You keep your own covenant responsibility. You are faithful to God, paying your tithe, giving your offering, sowing special seed to God and to his people. What brought about that passage is because some people sowed into the life of Paul the Apostle. Hallelujah. Joel Austin was giving testimony that the blessing he was reaping now, he said he was enjoying amazing blessing now, is because of the seed that his parents, John Austin, has planted before. How he will help others, somebody that couldn't go to school, how he will support their education, you know, how he will sacrifice for the Lord. He didn't enter into that wealthy place, but his son entered into the wealthy place. His son is strikingly rich today. He has a church of over 20,000 people. Praise God. He said it is the seed that his parents have sown that he is enjoying today. Amen. The covenant of provision means that you have to fulfill your own responsibility. When they are saying, give your tithe, you say, how can I give 10%? 10%, long. So far, I hope barely understand that. So far there. But it means you are working in a covenant relationship that God is your source. You are not looking at the money, you are looking at God. Hallelujah. And when you look at God, the inexhaustible God, will one way or the other multiply whatever is remaining in your hand. This year I prophesy to you again, meeting money in your hands. Money will be meeting money in your bank account. Amen. You have not only enough, more than enough. Amen. To spend, to share, Amen. To save, Amen. And to invest. Amen. If you believe God, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say to yourself, I have enough money to spend, to share, to save, to invest. In Jesus' name. Say it loud and clear, we have enough money. To spend, to save, to share, to invest, to embark on new projects, to start new businesses, to start new academics. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Students have to believe God for that because the school fees are going up this year. And parents, we have to believe also. School fees are going up. Tuition fees are going up, seriously. But God, who is our supply, will provide for us. We will not lack. He will make a way where there seems to be no way for us. In Jesus' name. Number 6 of 7 covenant we need to renew today. The covenant of mercy and peace is my portion. The covenant of mercy and peace. You know, how God said, I will make the hills around them a blessing. He said, there will be showers of blessing. God said, there will be showers of blessing. You enjoy God's blessing in an amazing way. You enjoy God's mercy in an amazing way. The Bible says, satisfy all God with your mercy, that we may be glad and rejoice all our days. Satisfy us. I think that is in Psalm 90, verse 14. Say, oh, satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. This year, the Almighty God will satisfy you with His mercy. Amen. That you experience peace, you experience His mercy, you experience His joy in all the year through, in the name of Jesus. You can write down Isaiah 54, verse 10. We'll not be able to read it. Romans chapter 9, verse 16. It says, I will be merciful unto whom I will be merciful unto. How many of us will fall to that category that God will be merciful unto? And we'll be in that category. And Isaiah 54:10 says, for the mountain shall depart, and the hills be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed. So you need to renew the covenant of peace with the Lord today. And God said, if you do that, His kindness will not depart from you, nor His covenant of peace. It shall be so in Jesus' name. And then the covenant of grace and favor. I like that. Let somebody shout grace and favor. I don't hear you. Grace and favor. Psalm 84 verse 11 says, the Lord will give grace and glory. The Lord will do all, give grace and glory. How many of us are trusting God for grace to break new grounds this year? Grace to start a new project this year. Grace to enter into a new level this year. How many of us are trusting God for grace? Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive with me in the name of Jesus. Psalm 5 verse 12 tells us, thou, Lord, will indeed bless the righteous. Thou, O Lord, will indeed do what? Bless the righteous. You will compass him about with favor as with a shield. You compass him about with what? Favor. Let somebody say, God is compassing me about with favor this year. Like a shield. God is compassing me about with favor this year. As a shield. I will be highly favored. I will receive grace to mount up with wings like eagles this year. I receive grace to run and not to be weary, to walk and not to faint. I receive grace to succeed in all my ways this year, in Jesus' name. I receive grace to overcome every temptation, to overcome every trial, every challenge of life this year. I see grace that wherever I go, doors will be opened to me of their own accord in the mighty name of Jesus. I see grace for my family. I see grace for my children. I see grace for my business. I see grace for my ministry in the name of Jesus. If you believe God, say amen to that. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to finally talk to God. As he bowed down our heads, Lord, I receive grace to fulfill my whole part of the covenant responsibilities. Ask for grace to fulfill your own part of the covenant responsibilities so that you can enjoy all this covenant this year. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead and talk to God. Father, I renew my covenant with you today, the first day of this year, first day, first month of this year. Father, I renew the covenant of life in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare I will enjoy long life. I will enjoy abundant life this year. I renew the covenant of life of my Father in the name of Jesus. I renew the covenant of life in the exalted name of Jesus. Lord, according to your scriptures, for the scriptures cannot be broken, that I shall not die, but live to declare the glory of God. This year, I shall not die. According to Psalm 118, verse 17. Psalm 118, verse 17. I agree with it, O God. I shall not die, but live this year. I will not just live. I will enjoy life in abundance. I will declare the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus. My spouse shall not die. She shall live. My children shall not die. They shall live. My parents shall not die. They shall live. They shall declare the works of the Lord. I renew this covenant of life with you, Lord, today. And I will keep my own covenant responsibility in the name of Jesus. I renew the covenant of victory, Lord, with you today. I declare I am a child of God. I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I yield my life to the Lord to take total mastership of my life. It is written in 1 John chapter 5, that this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. It is also written, whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. So, Lord, I declare I will be victorious throughout this year in the name of Jesus. Also, Father, I renew my covenant of protection with you. I will be protected from all evil this year. My family will be protected from all evil in the name of Jesus. Let the ministering angel go into action on my behalf, watching me on all my ways. For the covenant of protection of the Lord is upon me. It is also written in Isaiah 54, verse 17, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So this year, no weapon against me shall prosper. No weapon in form of dogs or lions of this life shall prosper against me in the name of Jesus. No weapon of deception or compromise shall prosper against me this year in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I renew the covenant of healing and health with you in the name of Jesus. You have said in Exodus 15, 26 that you will not put on me the diseases, the sicknesses that are upon the Egyptians, that are upon the Gentiles. You will not put them upon me because I have a covenant with you. Because you are the Lord that healed me. Because I have made you the Lord over my life. So I declare, I will enjoy healing and health this year in Jesus' name. I also, Father, renew the covenant of provision and abundance that this year I will not lack. I will not lack supply. I will not lack what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. I will not lack transport. I will not lack accommodation. I will not lack finance for my education, for my businesses, for whatever I want to do, to take responsibility in my family. I will not lack finance. For the covenant of provision and abundance shall work for me. For the Lord shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Psalm 27 verse 35, that God delights in the prosperity of his servants. Because God delights in my prosperity, I shall have provision and abundance throughout this year. I will keep my own part of covenant. I will be a responsible child of God in giving to God, in tithes, in offering, in sowing seeds of faith to the work of God and to the people of God in Jesus' name. Father, I renew the covenant of mercy and peace in the name of Jesus. You said you will not remove your covenant of peace over my life, according to Isaiah 54 verse 10. So Lord, let the covenant of mercy and peace stand over my head, over my family throughout this year, in Jesus' name. You have said in Psalm 23 verse 6, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Goodness and mercy shall follow my children, shall follow my family throughout this year and beyond, in Jesus' name. And also, Father, I renew the covenant of grace and favor. I renew the covenant of grace and favor according to Psalm 84 verse 11, that God will give me grace and glory, that he will not withdraw any good thing from me, in the name of Jesus. It is also written that you compass me about with favor as with a shield. So I renew this covenant today of grace and favor. The grace and favor of God will be upon my life, will be upon my destiny throughout this year, in the name of Jesus. Father, I receive all these covenants. I declare they are renewed in my life, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's give God praise. Give him praise. Hallelujah. So the final thing is, we seal it with the anointing oil, and then we combine it with thanksgiving. Let's thank. So unto the Lord in thanksgiving as you have never done before. Much more. This is the first thanksgiving of the year. Give more than you have been given before. To thank God, to appreciate him for what he has done in your life in the past year. This is a new year. A new cycle of the earth around the sun has started. A new season. God is doing new things. And you'll be part of it. In the name of Jesus. So let's quickly give our offerings as you come forward, Minister Bola. Anointing oil, please. As you come forward, I will anoint you. The ministers will help us anoint the children and the youth quickly. Let's do that quickly. We have overrun our time. Sorry about that. But you contributed to it because, and we thank God, it's a good problem. We have so many testimonies today, so we have overrun our time. Please call the children as well so that we can quickly anoint them and finish up. Rejoice as you come to his presence. and bring your thanksgiving before him, rejoicing. Okay, let me anoint the ministers first.
We have a Father that will never ever fail us. We have a Father that will never ever fail us. Jesus is our Father, he will never ever fail us. Rock of ages, never ever fail. We have a Father.
We have a Father that will never ever fail us.
We have a Father.
We have a Father who will never ever fail us.
We have a Father,
we have a Father, we never ever fail.
We have a Father, he will never ever fail. Jesus is our Father, he will never ever fail. Rock of ages, never ever fail. Everlasting Father, everlasting Son. Immortal Holy Ghost, be thou glorified.
Everlasting Father, everlasting Son. Immortal Holy Ghost, be thou glorified.
Everlasting,
everlasting Father,
oh,
everlasting Son. Immortal Holy Ghost, be thou glorified.
Everlasting Father, everlasting Son.
Immortal Holy Ghost, be thou glorified.
Lord has done, he is marvelous.
Lord will be lifted higher and higher in our life throughout this year. In the name of Jesus. He will glorify his holy name in our lives. All this covenant will stand sure and secure over your life, over your destiny this year. This year, you shall have reason to rejoice. You shall have reason to celebrate. The Lord will establish you. The Lord will prosper you. The Lord will love you. The Lord will bless you. He will multiply you. He will fulfill all his good promises for you concerning you in the mighty name of Jesus. As the prophetic word this year says, God will do a new thing. The Lord will do a new thing in your life. That the ear that hear it will tingle. Amen. The ear that see will wonder.
Amen.
The Lord shall do it for you. And his name shall be glorified.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
As we start this first week of the year, we start it in your holy name.
Amen.
You will be with us.
Amen.
You will grant us assurance from heaven.
Amen.
That you are with us.
Amen.
And that this year, it will all be well with us.
Amen.
Let it be so, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you for everything. Glory be to your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Take control of the Friday power night.
Amen.
As we come together, one of the prophetic words says that somebody will receive at least 7 miracles this year.
Amen.
At least 7 miracles this year.
Amen.
You'll be part of that testimony.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you.
Thank you.
Glory be to your holy name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Join your brother as we share the grace in, or your sister by your side, as we share the grace in fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Say to yourself, and let it be the pattern throughout this year, every day, confess to yourself what God has ordained for you for that day. Amen. Okay, let's surely ourselves, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. I shall be blessed indeed of the Lord. In the day, in the noon time, at night, I shall be blessed indeed of the Lord. I shall become a blessing. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Thank you for the thanksgiving offering of your people. Use it for your glory. And give us reason to thank you. Jesus' name.